What's up? We're doing the Lifestyle Podcast with your host, Matt Tack,
Dr. Alfred Alessi.
I said lifestyle. It's still the Full Field Podcast.
Oh, come on, always.
Always.
Yeah, answer some questions, man. I got a whole list here. One actually came in from our producer, Jake, behind the camera. He's gonna ask a question here, so we're going to answer these live right now and get some, you know, insight based on our experience, I think, and just our knowledge behind
this. You know.
Well, I know you got some insight on some of these questions from stuff that you tried, so.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the first one. When bulking, how do I balance building muscle without gaining too much fat?
Yeah,
that's an interesting question, man, because, like, everyone always thinks, like, to bulk, I mean, you do need to be in a calorie surplus, for sure, right? But, like, you can do that clean. The truth is, in my opinion, is it might take you a little bit longer to bulk, to really, like, put on size. But you're not going to be inflaming your body in the process and overall maybe feeling like crap just because the stuff that you're putting into your body isn't optimal nutrition, right? Like, anyone could go bulk and eat freaking 5,000 calories of Mickey D's. But is that even going to help?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's just junk.
Well, it's good. You're going to gain weight from it.
Right.
You know, I think of it look like this, you know, one of the things that we teach in the Optimizers program is the building the foundation, right? And we always focus on lean muscle mass. Like, how are we building that muscular structure?
Quality muscle.
That is ultimately, you're going to create a solid skeletal structure, right? That ultimately then leads into, hey, I'm dropping a few LBs. I'm building the right foundation. Now we can focus on the cardiovascular point. So that cardiovascular point is crucial, but, you know, people get in line with, hey, I want to lose weight as fast as possible. But the reality is, you know, you're choosing to do, when you choose to, like, operate in the Full Field Lifestyle, you're choosing something that it's a lifestyle. You're going to be doing the rest of your life.
For sure.
Longevity. So how are we operating that and building the foundation where you're building that muscle mass first? You're building the structural foundation, and then we're leading into, okay, how can we start optimizing your VO2 max?
I think my question, I would have like a follow-up question for this person would be, what are you bulking for? Like, what is the goal? Are you bulking because you got a shit, like a performance? Are you a football player? You need your body to put on weight, whatever it might be. Then in that case, like, maybe it doesn't matter. Just get the weight on, right? Or if you're a power lifter or something. But if you're talking longevity, man, like, bulk, just take your time to bulk. Doesn't, you know, if you want to put on muscle, do it the right way. It's going to be a little bit of longer play, but you'll put on quality muscle over time. That then is going to be this healthy, metabolically, you know, active tissue that you just have on your body forever.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's one of those crucial things that you have to understand what's the long game here. You know, our long game and who we're speaking to right now is, you know, our guys that are probably former athletes that, man, I've lost it for a while and I need to get my mojo back.
Yeah.
And so how do I reduce this weight? Because I'm kind of like, I'm scared. You know, the reality is they're scared, like, because they're metabolically
what's coming next. Yeah.
You know, what is it?
Sick.
You know, I'm seeing my parents get sick. I saw, you know, we're seeing more and more people in their 30s get cancer. And we're seeing more and more people, like, as they enter their 40s, just so metabolically unflexible. Is it inflexible, unflexible? I don't know. I'm trying to get that word, but it's the same.
Yeah.
But the reality is like, how are you expanding yourself for the long game? And we always think longevity, getting yourself metabolically flexible. And one thing, you know, to note, just, we always hit on this like nutritional element. It's like knowing the cadence of the method of operation in your day to day.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't necessarily want to load all this food into my stomach in the middle of the day when I can't. Like, then my mind is like has all gone to my stomach,
yeah,
where I can't operate and maintain that flexibility where I'm optimized. I need to focus on that work element that we have in our pillar.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think, you know, the reality is this is when you're building up bulk. I'm not a big bulk guy. I'm a lean muscle mass. How do I maintain that flexibility?
Athletic look. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so
that is longevity.
That's longevity right there.
Yeah.
So the reality is that, you know, to maintain metabolic flexibility, yeah, it's the long game. Build that muscular structure first, and then we operate in the cardiovascular environment where you're building up your VO2 max for the long game as well. So that's what it means to live fully fueled.
Love that.
Right there, longevity.